and welcome to this Lighthouse Church podcast, where you can catch up on our talks from Sunday gatherings. We're a church at East Lothian, seeking to follow Jesus, build community, and make a difference.
Okay, so let's look at the little scripture passage that we're looking at for today. So it should come up on the screen behind me. It's from Hebrews 10, verses 24 to 25. And it says, if you just go back one, guys, back again. So just the scripture passage. There we go. Perfect. Thank you so much. Let us consider how we may spur one another. Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching. So I'm just wondering if anybody knows what the word spur actually refers to. Does anyone know? Yes, Jane, do you want to shout it out? Horse riding. Sheila was in the know. Yeah, it is horse riding. So if we have the next slide, please, and I can show you. Spurs are actually those funny, pointy silver things on the back of the boot. And when you want your horse, okay, right, I'm mounting my horse here. I'm on the horse, okay. I'm riding the horse like this. When I want my horse to go faster, I might dig the spurs of my heels into the horse's tummy. It doesn't hurt the horse, but it tells the horse, gee up, pony, let's go faster, okay? And that's what happens. So that's this word spur, okay? But in the Greek, it's actually this word, if we could go to the next slide, please, that is... Do you know what? I looked up how to pronounce this earlier and I've completely forgotten. Paroxysmos, something like that. It's that word. Anyway, I can confirm that that is the word in the original Greek. And it's split into two. It means para, means alongside, like I'm coming alongside Nathan here. And then the oxy means like sharp or pointed. So basically, if you are to spur someone on, you are coming alongside them and you are prodding them. You are poking them. You are provoking them in the right direction. And so it's basically a bit like a domino. Let's domino each other towards Jesus. And in this passage it says towards love and good deeds. Let's stir one another up. Let's prod each other on towards Jesus. And so I just got three. Okay, you can tick them off. If you're here and you're a kid, you could hold up three fingers and we're going to tick them off. Three thoughts about how we might spur one another on, how we might provoke, how we might domino each other towards Jesus. Number one, speaking encouragement. Who here has ever had someone say something really encouraging to them and it's helped them keep going? Anybody? Give me a wave. Yeah, that has happened to me a lot of times. That's probably the number one way that I might keep going. You know, when you're running a race and someone says, keep going, keep running, you keep putting one foot in front of the other. When Mike and Emma were challenged over the summer and people said, keep going, we're praying for you. You've got this. God's got this. Romans 1, 11 to 12 says, I long to see you, says Paul, so that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, so it might spur you on. So that's number one. You can click that finger down. Number two, by sharing challenge. 1 Thessalonians 5 says, warn those who are idle and disruptive, encourage the disheartened, help the weak, and be patient with everyone. This is what Emily might call the ministry of the loving prod. Okay, this is where if you're friends with someone and you see them going off in a direction that you know is not good for them, or maybe they're not using their words in the best way, you might say, hey, Tom and I do this for each other. We might say, hey, Tom, that wasn't the best that you can do in Jesus. It's a loving prod, yeah? It's a provocation towards Jesus, towards following him more wholeheartedly. And then number three, playing your part. 1 Peter 4 says, each of you should use whatever gift you have to build up the church body. And so the way that we follow Jesus is together, isn't it, as a family. We actually really need each other to do this work of following him. So we push and we pull and we prod and we provoke each other to keep going on days when it's hard and on days where it's really great as well. So, speak encouragement, share challenge, and play your part. And who knows, maybe you can be that domino at the beginning of the video that started off a whole cascade of wonderfulness. Amen? Amen. So it was a very short thought for today because we're going to segue into something different. But shall I just pray for us? Pray that we might really be a people who spur one another on this term. Yeah, Father God, we want to take the words of Scripture really seriously and take you seriously too. And we pray that we would become a church family that spurs one another on, that prods each other towards love and good deeds, that dominoes each other into following Jesus. So help us this week as we maybe speak encouragement, as we share challenge, as we play our part. Perhaps just in the quiet for a minute, you might want to have a think, which one of those three are you going to have a go at this week? And just share that with Jesus. This week, Jesus, I want to. So we're asking for your help, Holy Spirit, that in the thick of work and parenting and kids and school and all of life, that you'd help us spur one another on. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen.